Now, it's a Wednesday, and we are currently, we've started an experiment already. Have you got your feet on them?
I have.
I've got my feet on them this end. I've had to take my shoes off, and so have you.
Yeah, I've put my peg on my nose.
Yeah, which is very much needed and a requirement.
Did you have a bath last night?
Yes, I did, actually. Oh, okay. No, I had a shower this morning, so I'm even cleaner than I was last night. So, we've got a special guest in. We've got Ursula in. Ursula Dowd? Not O'Dowd, is it?
No.
Is it Dowd? I've got it right.
Yes, absolutely.
Because for some reason I kept thinking, the only other Ursula I know is...
An O'Dowd.
No, an Andress. Is it Andress?
Oh, for goodness sake.
And there are similarities.
Oh, thank you, darling.
You've made my day already.
Was she the one who came out the...
Yes.
What's all this this morning?
You have a bikini on, have you?
She's the one that walks out of the water.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, and there are similarities.
To James Bond.
You're in and you've got so many hats, so many things that you do. Currently, you are making us. Our feet are stuck to magnetic pads.
Correct.
And mine and Rosemary's we've been like this for about 5 minutes now. I've got something in the chair that I'm now sat in as well.
Yes, you've got magnets and far infrared in there.
Okay. So what should be happening?
You will find at the beginning the seat pad, because it's got far infrared, reflects the your body's natural heat. So you might start to feel a bit of warmth.
I am.
So you'll be right toasty by the end of this session.
Okay, I was going to
ask. But that's just the start, and then it calms down as it spreads through the body.
Right.
And then with the feet, what happens particularly, if, for instance, you've got a bit of numb feet, like with diabetic neuropathy, we often, within 10 minutes, you'll feel like little tingles, and then it'll start to build up, and then you'll feel that to spread up through your body.
Okay.
You're tingling already.
So we'll give you a...
We've got a tingle. We have to have a tingle rating.
I don't know if I tell you that one.
so we'll report back on that as the show unfolds. But what hat have we got on today? What are we doing today?
Well, there was two things. I wanted to kind of go back slightly because over the last few years, I've got some equipment, German equipment, that looks at people's stress levels. So it shows by graph and by colour. When the mind is in stress, so it shows all the brain areas. When the mind goes into stress, so does the body go into stress. So if you're in a nice calm state, somebody's done yoga or, you know, you've had a really pleasant evening, your body looks almost one colour and all the graph lines will be straight, which is how we all like to be. But 99% of people have intense activity going on in the head. We're very mind-based people. But when the head goes into stress, what we don't get, and you can visualize it, is the body goes into stress. But what happened for me was when I came into contact with these magnetics about a year and a half ago, within 2 minutes, the body starts to calm back down. Unbelievable. So we started then doing all the research. So today I wanted to kind of go... stress, emotions, and what are these magnetics? You know, it keeps on, you know, we've managed to start getting people going, what are magnetic technologies? What does that mean? You know, it's not woohoo stuff over here. There's enough research showing the success rates for people with fibromyalgia and arthritis and diabetic neuropathy. So I want to bring out the awareness. You need to calm your body down, otherwise you're going to get sick.
So, I mean, that makes sense to me. It makes absolute sense to me. So, we're not just talking stress here. We're talking people with, you know, fibromyalgia. I know a couple of people that are really struggling with that, and they have to take so much medication.
Absolutely.
And I kind of question, why are you taking so much medication? Surely there's a better way. And there is a better way.
There is absolutely a better way. I do work with fibromyalgia support on the island, work with a number of different people with fibromyalgia, and we've been having amazing successes where literally within 30 minutes of them doing exactly what you're doing now, sat on the seat, they've, with fibromyalgia you can't lift your arms, they've had them lifted above their head, and they stop the flare-ups, they stop the popping of the pills, and in fact one lady a year ago turned around to me and went, you've given me my life back.
Wow. Now that's
so
incredible.
How is it that you keep having all these pills, because all it's doing is aggravating. We know that. So just awareness, that's what I'm doing.
Well, fantastic. I mean, I really want to... I've only met this lady a couple of times, and she suffers from fibromyalgia. She used to have a hairdressing salon, and she's had to give it up. She's got two young kids, and she struggles all the time. She still does my wife's hair, and my wife will come home every time and she'll say, oh, poor woman, she's got this, she's got this wrong with her, she's got that wrong with her, she's got to take so much medication to get her through. Yep. And, you know, you think to yourself, well, there's one person that we can put in contact. And, you know, let's do that at the end of the show.
I'd like to give you one little thing, because people go, well, how can you understand this? Well, at 21, I was studying and training to be a hotel manager. And obviously, I was working 7 in the morning till 2 the next morning. Well, 7 in the morning till 11, and then hitting a nightclub to try and wind down. And suddenly, I got up one day, and the joints in my legs had swollen, my ankles had swollen, my feet had swollen, and it was like, and it got worse and worse. I went back to my local doctor, who said, yeah, you're working too much, stop, relax, you'll be okay. So after 2 weeks, I went back to work. 1 month later, it was everywhere, every joint had swollen up. They did all the tests, and basically at 21 they diagnosed an autoimmune, absolutely the same as fibromyalgia. So I spent 20 years on drugs. Until one day I went, stress, pain, stress, pain. Oh my God, I'm doing it to me. And as soon as I got it, every time I got the sensations, backed off, chilled out, got it right back down. So there's definitely, with those kind of illnesses, the autoimmunes, there's always a trauma somewhere, or there's prolonged stress, because we're all trying to do 20 jobs to survive now.
So you actually had fibromyalgia.
Well, what they called it, something called Reiter's syndrome, which is R-E-I-T-E-R-S, but exactly the same kind of symptoms, arthritis, yeah, the muscle flare-ups, everything. I had the lot. So I understand the whole thing about the pain and how depressive it becomes, because you're just, every single day, you pop a pill to try and survive through the day, but the more anti-inflammatories you take, the more depressed you get, because you can't cope and you can't sleep. And so it just compounds and it compounds. So for me, the double whammy to find something that does what these do, if only someone had given me this 20 years ago, So yes, I've come a long pathway. And now I understand why I spent all those years, because I can now relate to people with autoimmunes.
You must get really choked and when you hear of stories of the people that are on these they're on these blimmin' tablets for X amount of years, and you know damn well that all they're doing is messing up the system.
System. Totally messing up the system. It's just shocking on every level.
Do you know what the figures are like? The statistics are like?
With fibromyalgia, I'm trying to get all the data, because I would be really interested, because it's what is happening year on year, the volume is increasing. Mm. And so if you actually look at it, it's more female, and because you've got single mums trying to, you know, cope with kids, trying to keep hold of their home. Well, also obviously fathers the same way around, trying to go out to work, and at some point they want to get off the treadmill, they can't cope, but they can't. So they push that body that bit too far, up comes fibromyalgia, or in fact, ME, chronic fatigue, all have very similar. There's emotional, which my equipment actually shows you. It shows you somebody, for instance, that has massive stress up in the head, or they're maintaining massive stress in the body, and they get people go, aha, I'm doing that to me. Yes, you are.
But what about those situations that with the ladies in mature age, going through the menopause, etc., and stress is unfortunately part of it, and you can feel it build up and you can't control it. What are you saying to that then?
Well, actually, interesting, there's two things. Pre-menopause, you know, people obviously with PMT and everything, you can actually put a magnet on you and it will calm the symptoms right down. There are actually special magnets out there that do that.
What you say on you? What?
Well, you'd wear one very close.
Right.
So, yeah, underwear, for instance. Yeah,
okay.
So the closer, wherever the pain is, the closer the magnet, the more power. But with anxiety, particularly, and yeah, obviously women in... If I have a stressful day, because I'm running around all over at the moment, I'll go home, that seat goes on my sofa, I sit... put my feet up against the insoles, and literally after about 10-15 minutes you can literally feel the body calm right down. calm right now.
I'm taking that home with me.
It's, well, I'm sat on it.
You're going to have a chance to get that away from him. He's going to be going, I like this. And after 10, 15 minutes, particularly, fibromyalgia, in fact, most people start to go, I feel quite relaxed. Mm. I feel quite relaxed. What's happening?
I've probably had the most stressful couple of weeks that I've had for a long, long time. Yeah, and I'm not just saying this now. I'm starting to feel... I might even start slurring me words in a minute because I'm that kind of relaxed.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think when Tony came in last week, and he came in a couple of times and he visited me at my house, they were really stressful times. And he actually said to me, you're stressed, aren't you? And I thought, well, you've only just walked in the door and you've worked that out for yourself.
Yeah.
And I did see somebody a couple of years ago, and it was a chiropractor, and I suffer from migraines a lot. And I know, look at your little eyes, they've lit up. But
necklace.
Yes.
You put magnets around your neck.
Right.
And I've had a number of people with migraines, and they haven't had a migraine since.
Mm. It's all, I mean, I've got some exercises that I've been doing, and you stretch this way, that way, you do the neck thing and your chin thing, and you try and get your elbows in your pockets, and you feel all the stress, and it's going. Point I'm trying to make here is that you don't need tablets to make that go, and tablets don't make it go. You know, you've obviously got to do something, and the things that you are doing are not taking tablets. You're using these things, and they do actually work. And my argument would be, I mean, I don't have to argue because you're going to argue and make your points yourself. But if you're a non-believer, you know, just think about the fact that all tides are controlled by the moon, and you can't go wrong with that, can you? That should be enough to open up your mind. All tides. Don't look at me like that.
I'm sorry.
You knew that, didn't you?
All tides. I was relaxing.
All right. So I'm struggling a bit with my feet. Do they have to be flat, or can I? You know, because I don't very often sit flat-footed, flat feet, flat to the ground.
Well, what you'd normally do is these go inside your shoes.
Right.
So you wear them all the time.
So that it would be up on your feet.
Constant contact with you.
Okay.
But obviously, just for today, we just said, just pop your feet on. So, but normally you'd wear them all the time. So.
Do you know what's good about this is that you've been there at the sharp end and been there in pain, and you've been diagnosed, and you're coming out the other side and you're helping people, which is great.
Yeah.
So you were diagnosed. You weren't misdiagnosed.
Nope.
But is there an element of misdiagnosis these days because there's money in it?
I don't know. I mean, it's such a huge... I mean, that's a really hot topic. I mean, hot, contentious topic because...
I don't want to put you on the spot.
No. Yeah. It's not about... I don't think it's about the misdiagnosis. There are so many complications with fibromyalgia that it's... Okay, here's an example. At 21, when I was formally diagnosed, and after about 6 months of just popping anti-inflammatories and anything else I could get my hands on to survive, I sat in front of a consultant, and this just happened to be the one that day, but it stuck in my head, was he turned around to me and went, you'll never work in hotels or have a job on your feet again. Now, can you imagine, I'd spent 5-6 years, ever since I was 14 years old, I wanted to work in hotels. I wanted to manage the big ones. And I had somebody turn around and tell you that. You then get the mental combination then. So I hear a lot of people here where they'll go and see their consultants who are saying, live with it. You're stuck with it. I'm saying, you're not stuck with it. I'm a living proof. I'm walking around. I don't stop, but I don't suffer anymore. I haven't taken a pill in 5 years.
Wow.
Because when you recognise, and going back to what you were saying, we take a pill, we have some pain, we've got stiffness, so we take a pill to reduce the pain. But what we're treating the effect, we're not going, why have I got the pain? Mm. And if you actually take a painkiller to mask the pain, you're obviously doing more damage.
Yeah.
Because the body's screaming at you to do something, but all you're doing is masking it.
Yeah.
If you then go, and again, using the Biopulse of the equipment that I use, invariably when someone's stressed, you see low kind of this bottom of the back is the first one. And of course, what happens then, it then stiffens all the way up the spine, in come the shoulders, can't move the neck. those are the crisis points. But if you go back and go, what's causing that lower back pain? What happened to you in the last... And I can still do it. It's like, if so, you know, we all wake up, you know, it's like sun shines, everything's absolutely fantastic. Postman delivers that massive bill that you didn't expect. And what's going to happen to you? Your instant view of the world has changed. It's like doom, gloom, how am I going to pay for this? So your body's gone into tense mode. The world hasn't changed. Your perception of it has. So you need to look at what's happening within your own body. And when you start to see that, you go, actually, earning that extra bit of money is not going to help me, because if I carry on like I'm doing, I'm going to end up and I can't move.
Mm-hmm.
That's no life. And it's a terrible, terrible when every day you wake up with pain because you can't sleep either.
Must be great to sort of have that freedom of the mind to be able to do that, because that's what you're doing. You're free in your mind, aren't you, a little bit? There's a case of, right, okay, I'm going to think for myself, because very often, we get to a certain age and we start doing that. So, you know, I've started thinking, right, okay, I'm getting these migraines here. If I do this here, that's what I've been told to do. If I do that, they kind of disappear, okay, and I don't get them. Why did I get them in the first place? Yes, let's resolve that as well. But I wouldn't have thought about that 20 years ago. I'd have just put some pills down my neck and that would have been it.
Because that's what we're brought up.
Yeah.
We've been brought up. That's the way we deal with it. It's the whole psychological, if you've got a pain, take the pill. Now, in certain circumstances, it may be what, you know, if you've got a massive overload of pain suddenly from nowhere, I'll, you know, give me some morphine, I'll be right up there. But I don't do it as a matter of course.
What you're not saying is, we're not saying we should never, ever take pills, because there are times when you should take medication.
It depends on, yeah, and everybody's, you know, if you're in a scenario, you've just had a car crash, you're in urgent emergency care, you're going to need painkillers.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it, because your whole body is going to be in trauma and it needs to be able to relax. But consistent, I mean, I know there's a lovely lady in her 70s nearby me, and she has 13 different drugs every single day.
Crikey.
Oh, wow.
And that's terrible. Yeah, not least of, yeah, have a review. Is it necessary? But it's the way we've been brought up. You know, it's like if you fall over, you stick a plaster on it. Same principle.
13. That's a meal, isn't it? I mean, that is just
your mum takes
so
quite a few, and she in the
things like Parkinson's
time,
and Alzheimer's.
Breakfast.
There's layers and layers and layers. My mother had Parkinson's, so I've seen it too.
How does it work with you know, things like Parkinson's? Is that something you could do without medication?
I'd like to try. There's not enough. The Parkinson, the good thing about the magnetics is they're not intrusive in any shape, way or form. So for me, it's like anything that helps a body relax has got to be a good thing. Because again, Parkinson's, but that's such a big...
Mm.
Yeah, it's like my mother had it for 20 years, like, and it's shocking. But I just wish I'd known some of the knowledge then so I could have helped her too. But.
Sure. But then there's, you know, I'm sure there's people now that you're helping.
Oh, it's like, I love it every single day when you have somebody, you know, I had a lovely lady who was, she is 85 and severe pain and sat on the seat and she hadn't been able to hardly move. And after about half an hour, she stood up and went, I've got no pain. What's happened? And within 10 minutes of her feet being on the insoles, she went, ooh. Feels like a hot water bottle underneath my feet. It's like... and you just go, wow. Wow.
That must be a lovely feeling.
I love it. Yeah, and when you make... Yeah, people's... Like the lady said, yeah, turn around and went, you've given me my life back.
Mm.
There's no price for that. No price at all. You just go, wow, I've just made a significant difference.
I must admit, just from my own personal, you know, view, whenever I get a migraine or anything like that, or I'm in pain, I think to myself, how incredibly lucky you are. You get this now and again. There is people out there that live with this day in, day out.
Mm.
And, you know, they say they have to take medication. And this lady that I keep referring to is she's young. She's in her 30s. She's got two young kids. She's had to give up her job.
Yep.
And how sad that is, that she's probably on around about 13 different types of tablets per day.
Probably.
They up the ante now and again. She is actually on morphine as well. She's in that much pain. So, and you think, how sad is this?
Your body becomes immune to those in the end, don't they?
That's what I say. I think she has to have 1 month on, 1 month off.
I was going to say, with morphine, it's like, because the body loses all its senses then, so... That's quite a significant step.
So what would you say to her? What's it, you know? Because
I would absolutely, I'd literally loan her the items that you're set on, and because those kind of people, it will take a few days. They might get some initial, but the morphine will blanket any sense that something's happening. In fact, I had one example: extreme fibromyalgia. She was in a wheelchair, and her husband brought her over from Southampton, and. I loaned the products overnight because they were only here for 1 day, and she was categoric that she hadn't had any change. Her husband went, oh yes she did, she slept. He said that was a major, but she couldn't feel. So like, you can feel the tingling, because under morphine you can't feel anything. So she couldn't see it that close, but over a few days then gradually she will feel confident that the morphine can be dropped. And that's the aim, is to get somebody off of, initially get someone off morphine, for goodness sake. You can't live a life under morphine, because every month I'm sure it goes up just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit.
So let's, I mean, there's lots of things to cover here, and I'm looking at the time and it's ticking away, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, maybe I would just be selfish and get me sorted out and nick this to everyone else, you know. I'm just thinking, do you struggle to sleep at night?
Because
I struggle all the time. I mean, you know, I probably have 1-2 good night sleeps a week. The rest of the time, I don't have a problem getting off. It's when I'm awake 3 hours later, that's it. I'm awake until the alarm goes off. And, you know, last night was one of those nights. So, you know, it's a lot of it, with me, it's stress. I'm pretty, how can I put it? I'm pretty agile, pretty fit for my, I think I'm pretty fit for my age. I'm probably the, you know, okay in weight and so on and so forth. The only things that I have on my mind is stress, work and so on. That's the only problems that I have, and that is the thing that keeps me awake. So how do I get a good night's sleep?
Well, it's interesting, because before I got involved, I had a bit of a trauma of my own, so I went through months of no sleep, and I got involved with these magnetic technologies, and one of the biggest things was a topper that goes on the bed, and it's full of magnets, and then you have a duvet full of magnets, so you're in like this lovely little cocoon. So instead of like just feeling chilled because you've got, you're sat on the seat, this is all around you. And I hadn't slept for 8 months, and finally I managed to finance and I bought mine and put it on, and it's like a little kid waiting to, and obviously because I've got this equipment. And I can show you the image. I actually took a reading to see where my stress level and my body. And when you're very stressed up in the mind, often you've got very low energy in the body, because the body's trying to bring all the energy up into your mind. And I literally took an analysis of myself and went to bed going, yeah. And I literally woke up only once, got up the next morning, and I cannot tell you, it was like winning the lottery. Literally like winning the lottery. To have a night's sleep, and I hadn't had one for nearly 8 months, was the most amazing experience ever. So again, the magnetics for me proved how much they calm the body down. But you're right, you've got to have all the components, the nutrition, the exercise, because you can't just deal with one piece of it. But invariably what happens when you get stressed, you tend to eat more junk-based foods, dare I say the word. Is a junk a kind of a...
Yeah.
Because you're tending to pick rather than eat a nice, healthy... Yeah, when you're high stress, comfort. The thought of eating... Yeah, comfort food. Yeah. Rather than eating a nice salad, or, you know, it's like, oh, in comes the nice, stodgy, kind of like sponge pudding.
Yeah.
I'll put my hand up. I'm right up there as well. But I recognise it. But the body can't sustain it over a long period.
So... dealt with you, all right?
I haven't finished yet.
Have you got your list there?
No, can I just ask you, it sounds a bit saucy, I know, but what are your sleeping habits like now?
Brilliant. Absolutely. Brilliant. It's like we're going into personal territory now. Whoa.
Well, you mentioned one night after 8 months, and you think, okay.
I literally have, I mean, I feel on top of the world. I've never felt better. Literally,
okay, so
working with us is
most
just,
nights, every night you go to sleep and there's no problems.
I'd say maybe an odd night if I've got something really, like, yeah, I've had a bit like you, the last 2 weeks of like non-stop, and a couple of things yesterday which were quite immense. So the night before last, I admit, there was a couple of times I woke up and thinking, get out my head, get out my head. But one or two nights is okay.
Yeah.
When it's sustained, because our body repairs itself only in deep sleep. So if you consistently wake, your body's not restoring itself.
Okay.
So you constantly wake up feeling tired. Tired, drained, no stamina. When you have a good night's sleep, your productivity goes through the roof. So you can actually achieve much more.
Just one more then, and I'll hand you over to our next patient.
Our next patient. Cue them up.
Yeah. Why is it that we sometimes feel, when we've had a really good night's sleep, that we feel like, the next day?
You feel drugged because you can't wake up.
Yeah.
Well, often that happens, especially when you've got to wake up with an alarm, because you've gone so far down.
Right.
You actually haven't, your body's not had time to come back up. And then the alarm catches you right in your deep sleep. The greatest way to wake up is with nature's daylight. But that means you've got to get to bed at a reasonable hour. There's no kind of point in sitting up, till midnight, playing something on your tablet or doing all your work on the computer, because A, your body's not calming down quick enough. Yeah, it needs a couple of hours off this kind of kit so you can relax. And most people need a good 7 or 8 hours sleep.
Actually,
the reality is most are only getting 5 or 6 hours.
3 or 4 in my case.
Well, there you go.
Do you think the... because obviously we come to the winter and we get darker mornings. Do you think those alarms that wake you up with the daylight, do they work?
Yep.
They're all right? You know how they sort of gradually...
They literally come up like the sunlight comes up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're not just a fad or...
No, they do work. They do work.
Oh,
it's
good.
Such a gentle way. Such a gentle way to wake up.
So you bought one of those lights?
I bought one of those for my daughter a couple of Christmases ago.
Why didn't you buy one for you? See, you got it all wrong, didn't you?
But
think
we always...
of you first.
We always do it, though. Yeah. Women do that. It's always everybody else comes
first. I'm glad
first.
She added the women do that.
All right, okay. Starting to feel a bit uncomfortable now.
We're okay. Is it overpower? Whoa, 2 women against me. This is not good.
I'm not going to. It's all right, really, that.
So we bought something very recently you're probably au fait with. It was one of those dry infrared cabins that we sit in.
I
know of them. I don't personally... I haven't got any experience, so I can't comment on them.
But
I know a lot of people that say...
We only use it in the wintertime, because obviously, you're going to get warm. You don't want to sit in there. You want to be outside, and it's probably better for you.
Mm.
But I must admit, I probably am less stressed when I'm using that than I am during the course of the summertime. Because of, whatever reason, I can't get to sleep. And 9 times out of 10, it's because your mind is racing and doing this, that, and doing that. And like you say, it adds to the stress the next day. You're all, like, hunched up because everything's tight and taut and so on. I'm getting tight and taut.
Tight and taut? Taut and tight?
Always given the tip as well, is to have a notepad by your bed with a pencil and then write things down so they get out of your head.
Absolutely, it's a really good one.
Yeah, that's good if you can write in the dark, isn't it?
Doesn't matter, just write
upset
something down.
The husband or wife. Excuse me, I'm just putting the light on. I need to just write a couple of notes down. That's okay. But
you woke me up. Sorry.
But actually, it's funny because, I mean, quick jump into that subject. The whole thing with sunlight and vitamin D, the volume of people that don't have sufficient sunlight anymore. So we don't get enough vitamin D, which is why the increase in the winter of colds and flu. Because the vitamin D is the big one for your immune system. So then you go, and there's another huge topic, maybe another week, the whole thing with sunscreens. So 1935 to 40, there was no real skin cancer. Skin cancers increased in a level with the increase of sun creams and increase in sun factors, because now you've got UVA and UVB rays. The cream stop, obviously, burn, which is the UVB ray. The UVB ray, though, is the one that creates the vitamin D. So you put a total sunblock on, you're not getting any vitamin D.
There was something in the news. That's the big story at the moment. Yeah.
BBC.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I did, because I did a presentation last week, whatever day, Tuesday, and lo and behold, on the Wednesday, and that was one of the topics. On the Wednesday morning, there was this thing about vitamin D on the BBC, and I thought, wow.
Can you? I mean, this is just incredible. We've only got like about another 25 minutes to go. But there's so many things I want to ask you, and there's something that you've got to come back, and we've got to make this a regular thing, which is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But I know that Tony came around my house last week, and he did this thing, and I think you did it on him the night before, and he did it on me the next. I'm not telling tales.
That could be taken extremely interesting.
Nothing at all to do with sleeping habits or anything like that. We weren't in the bedroom. He did this thing where he said he got a mobile phone, and anyway, I had to hold my arms out first of all. And can you just talk us through, because you did it on him the night before, apparently.
Absolutely. Well, the body has certain, obviously, strengths and balances. There's different words and different names for it. So all I did was got someone to put, and anybody can do this at home. Get two of you, one stand still, put your right hand up, so it's vertical. We can do a little diagram to show you. And then the other person presses down on the hand, and it's pretty solid.
Yeah.
If then they get a mobile phone in the other hand, so the person that's holding their helmet gets the mobile phone in their left hand, holds it towards their heart area, because that's where everything emanates from, puts their hand back out. When the person then goes to press their arm down, it goes straight down. The body's lost all its strength. And we're walking around, all of us, well, I don't, mobile phones tucked in pockets, especially guys, you're putting them in your trouser pockets because we want to be contacted all the time. The damage it's doing to your energy field. But when you put the insoles back on, underneath like you've done, it stores the energy field. Even when you hold the mobile phone, it retains the body's magnetic energy. And people go, what is magnetic energy? I can't see it, I can't feel it. Ooh. And in fact, there's a great...
There it is.
For me, was an aha moment. I'm sure people would love to know what has just happened.
I hit my head on the mic, okay?
What is magnetic energy? What is that? Yeah, it's like, what are our bodies, our own magnetic energies? Well, Yuri Gagarin, the first guy into space, only spent 1 hour... 48 minutes in space, at which point he lost 85% of his bone density, came back and was in severe anxiety because he hadn't connected with this energy, and at the age of 37 committed suicide. He never recovered. But there's one video, you can find it on YouTube, and I would suggest anybody that's even, well, what is magnetic, the fields of magnetic energy, and it's by a gentleman called Greg Braden. And there's a little bit about Earth's magnetic field. And they monitor it. The US have two particular satellites, one in the north, one in the south hemispheres. And our magnetic field stays pretty static all the time, doesn't change. This particular year, suddenly, the analysts are seeing all these spikes appear. And they're like, what the hell are the spikes? So they put it on the calendars. And the first spike was 15 minutes in 2011 after the first plane hit the tower. Because when we connect on emotionally, we can connect emotionally and physically. Because the world's emotions went through the roof, it shifted the magnetic energy. It changed it. Then you start to go, everything we think, everything we do affects everybody else. And that's right, that's a huge topic another day, but it's well worth watching that YouTube video. It's only about 8 minutes long.
Okay, and where can we find this?
Go on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's a gentleman, Greg Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N. Okay. I can give you the link so we can maybe pop it up so somebody can follow it through.
But sure,
well worth it, absolutely.
Fascinating. I mean, so we're only just touching the surface here. We're going to take a quick commercial break in a mo. Have you got any questions over there? You're frowning.
Looking up the thingy, Greg Braden.
Oh, right. You're going to watch it now,
yes.
Are you?
Yes. Well,
watch it when you get
several.
Home. You've got a show to do now.
Well, no.
You're just really chilled now, aren't you?
I just had to wait in line because you were giving all your flipping symptoms. I'm still in the queue.
Okay, so we've got so many questions. I've got a couple of here. How do we contact you? How do we get hold of you?
Okay, I have a website, ursuladowd.com, which is ursuladowd.com, or mobile info. So info@ursuladowd.com is an easy one, or my mobile 0771 972 5032 is the easiest. And I'm happy to come to somebody's house if they would like to try the products. There's no charge. I can't even begin to, because if I can make a difference, then that's the way it is.
What about your mobile phone?
That is
my
mobile.
Where do you keep it?
It's in my handbag. It's far away from me.
You don't put it in your pocket?
Nope, never.
No,
never.
Do you limit the time you're on it as well?
I have a headset, so I never even hold it, because there are graphical images that shows after a 15-minute call the radiation impact on the side of your face.
I must admit, I hate putting that to my ear. I do get fed up after a while and
don't
want to take it away.
Take a headset.
I will do now.
I must admit, very recently I've taken the time and the trouble to realise that when you're on the phone for any period of time, it warms up.
Absolutely.
And you can feel your face and your ear getting warm as well. So there must be something in it. So why aren't the companies now saying, yeah, yes, there is some truth in the fact that, I'm guessing it's down to money and finances, isn't it? They don't want you not to use your mobile phone, do they?
There is actually, with the iPhone, I think it is, in the small print, there's a little thing called, a bit like, you know, smoking kills or something. There's a little fine print now that says limit the time that you have your phone,
which is worrying with the kids because they're always on it, aren't they?
There's your next topic. Why is there such an increase in children with ADHD? The labels, I hate labels. ADHD, ooh, autism,
hold
on a massive thought. Massive increase.
Hold that thought. We'll come back. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll chat about that. Okay, it's 18 minutes away from 1 o'clock, and this is fascinating, don't you
think? It is. This Greg, though, looks a bit like Barry Gibb.
Well, we'll come back and chat about him as well. Break, and then we're back.
The Lunchtime Social Debate, brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information.
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
The Castle in St Helens offers 4-star self-catering accommodation in 2 properties sleeping up to 7 people. The properties have secluded grounds with off-road car parking just a few minutes' walk away from the beach and a village green. St Helens is a charming village, and the Castle is an excellent base for your Isle of Wight holiday, whether you want to explore all the island has to offer or just get away from it all. We're open all year, dogs are welcome, and short breaks are available. Go to our website at www.sthelenscastle.co.uk for full details of prices and availability. Or call us on 01983 875 993, that's 875 993, to find out more or to book your ideal getaway.
Want to beat the NHS waiting times and be seen by an experienced physiotherapist? If you have an injury, ongoing pain, or just want some advice, contact Physiocare and Sports Injury Clinic today. We are the largest and oldest physiotherapy practice on the island, with 3 practices in Ryde, Bembridge and Cowes, and our aim is to see people within 48 hours. We're registered providers for all the major UK insurance companies. Let our enthusiastic team help you. Contact our friendly and knowledgeable practice manager Rachel on 01983 812 576 or by email manager@physio-care.com or on our website physio-care.com.
Physiocare are proud sponsors of the Award for Sport at the Isle of Wight Sports Awards 2016.
The Castle in St Helens offers 4-star self-catering accommodation in 2 properties sleeping up to 7 people. The properties have secluded grounds with off-road car parking just a few minutes' walk away from the beach and a village green. St Helens is a charming village, and the Castle is an excellent base for your Isle of Wight holiday, whether you want to explore all the island has to offer or just get away from it all. We're open all year, dogs are welcome, and short breaks are available. Go to our website at www.sthelenscastle.co.uk for full details of prices and availability. Or call us on 01983 875-993, that's 875-993, to find out more or to book your ideal getaway.
The 4 P's project is for 11 to 19 year olds and up to 25 years with additional needs. Presenting, producing, promoting and podcasting. Check out www.4ps.org.uk. Sponsored by CLC, the Care Learning Centre.
The Lunchtime Social Debate, brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information.
Hey, and welcome back to part two. We're going to get an update on the feet situation because for the last 46 minutes, I've had my feet on top of, what are they called again?
Magnetic insoles.
Okay, do you want, I'll give you a report now.
Okay.
My feet feel like they don't belong to me. They feel like they've just been massaged, and it's like, wow, are these really my feet now? Because when I first started, they were all, I took them out, and I don't normally sit in here, you know, barefoot, because that's what we're doing. Well, I've got my socks on.
I've got my socks on.
But honestly, that's how I feel. Now, with the chair support thing, at the beginning of the show, I had an ache in the neck and the shoulders, and I now sat slightly differently and feeling more comfortable. Mm. I don't think I'm getting the full thing here because our chair is not very good. Our chair sort of moves back, and it's not really pushed
supporting.
Onto. Yeah, it's not
really supporting you.
But I feel there is some difference there.
Wow.
And there is some difference in shoulders and neck and so on. So it's, and I'm not just saying that, my feet actually feel like they've been massaged. Now, I did, my wife said to me a couple of years ago for my birthday, she said, I want to buy you something that's you've never had before. So she bought me a foot, somebody massaged my feet for me. It was the worst thing a bloke can have, because that's the last thing you had. I don't want people, blokes, touching my feet. I don't want you touching my feet, end of. So I sat there for about...
Don't they want to touch your feet either?
No, I sat there. I mean, what a horrible job as well, to touch men's feet. I sat there for 45 minutes and I felt really, really awkward. And then my wife told me that having your feet massaged is probably one of the greatest feelings ever. So I've missed out. That's what I've missed out on. That's what I'm feeling now. That's what she probably meant.
Amazing.
By having your feet massaged, and they feel like they belong to someone else. That's in a nice kind of way. Now, how are yours?
Left one's good. Right one's still painful around my ankle.
Depends on what's actually going on, because often if you've got a severe problem, what it's trying to do is clear the... basically, because it's increasing the circulation of the blood through. And if you've got an issue or you've sprained it, obviously it's going to take a little bit longer for it to break through. And you'll feel the rush, literally. It's like a little rush of energy comes straight through when it clears. But the fact that you've actually got result on one of the feet is a good start.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether you're observing, Rosemary. She is kind of sat a bit crooked. So would that help if she sat a bit more straight and stuff?
Have you sat on this chair?
Well, you're kind of, don't take this the wrong way, but you're kind of, you're kind of lent to one side.
Should probably put the men's
on. So you're gonna give yourself a problem. You've got to straighten yourself up a little bit.
Yeah. He's becoming a doctor now as well.
It's
going to
nag me every time.
I'm guessing that will make a difference.
It does.
It will make a difference. So look, we've got another, 10 minutes.
Okay.
Sit like that, nice and straight.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and don't like click. Sorry. And see if it makes a difference.
That
okay?
Tells me. Oh,
how do we get these things? And do they affect, just say, for instance... I know that we used to use, in the olden days in radio, we would have what we call carts, and they would have tape inside them, and we'd have this thing, this conveyor belt thing, that we'd, with a magnet in, and you'd run it across, and it would wipe everything off the tapes. So how dangerous are these things around? Will it wipe any of my video cassettes at home?
No.
Will it wipe, just say for instance...
You have a videotape, that's even more worrying.
Well, I'm old, you see.
I think he means what he's recorded on his phone. Bless him.
And does it affect anything around, like signals and telly and radio and stuff like that?
No, but it actually does help protect you a certain degree. I find, for me, I have that particular seat pad that you're sat on, for instance, I have that on my computer chair, I'll take it out and put it on my driver's seat. But the reason the computer chairs, there are days when I spend all day in front of a computer screen. And I notice by, if I don't have it, by about 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm feeling very kind of tense and agitated because of obviously all the stuff coming off the screen. If I sit on that, I'm still going at 5-6 o'clock and I feel absolutely fine. So it gives you a protect, it does give you. So when you were saying about the phone, does it protect you? Who knows? But for me now, I've gone so far that I, as much I can keep it away from me, because I do see the damage that's creating.
Okay. I'm tempted now to look into these feet, things for your feet.
Yeah.
And something to sit in as well. And you could say you could stick this in a on a sofa as well.
Well, I take, yeah, you just literally light, because it's quite a long seat pad as well. So you can sit on.
Wear it. Can you just get one that just you just wear? Like a bin bag.
Town.
There's actually a belt.
We could paint in this, you know. You have a belt. Idea.
Wait, I've actually done that.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh. I had a severe anxiety attack due to something. We're not going to go there. I actually woke up one day and I thought I was having a heart attack. And I grabbed that and wrapped it around me. And after literally an hour, I could feel my heart rate drop right down, calm right back down.
Okay.
Done. But there is like a belt. So if you've got things like hip replacements... And particularly, or a lot of people have sciatic nerve trouble, they put the belt on with it. So literally you can wear it, it's got Velcro on it. And again, you'll find most of the time I get results for me within an hour. I even had a point where I did that event Inspired for Life in January. 2 weeks before, I was so stressed. Here's me teaching everybody about stress, but mine was going through the roof. We did it in 6 weeks. And I bent over and the sciatic fired all down my back, couldn't move, grabbed the belt, put the belt on, and lay down. I was a bit dodgery for an hour or so. A couple of hours later, I was up walking around, no painkiller, no nothing. Most people would have been flat out for a couple of weeks.
And I'll get one of these in.
You can either contact me, or in fact you can contact Tony.
Okay.
And so
the wife will want one as well. Well, she suffers really. She also rides, and she suffers really badly with back problems, neck problems, and all sorts of things. And she sat there over night time, and this is wrong and that's wrong. And I'm thinking we've got to get a couple of these.
Yeah.
But so how much are these? How much are these?
Well, if you go for the insoles, for instance, the men's insoles are 58, the women's are 49, and your first impact goes, whoa, that's for an insole, that's expensive. But you think of the technology that's actually embedded in those. And Tony, who is sat with us, but obviously not in the interview right now, has had his since 1993. So they last. That.
They do last a lifetime.
I mean, he's got tape on his.
Hello, he's going to take his shoes off.
Oh, watch out, everybody. Watch out. Alarm, alarm. But he's put tape.
Oh, crikey,
but he refuses
to
let them go.
Yeah.
It's like, so pops them in the shoes. Something like the seat is 101. But what we're trying to do is obviously we'd like to go somewhere down the route in the future, creating a charity so people that don't have, and I do try and help people that can't afford them for obvious reasons. I'm going to give you one little case study. Obviously, I'm not going to say any names. A lady came to see us at My Life, a Full Life event in Newport 2 weeks ago, was it, or 3 weeks ago? And she basically had arthritis, she had fibro, and she had diabetic neuropathy in her feet, could hardly walk. And after 1 hour, sat where you are, and she hadn't walked for 7 years, she got up and she walked. Everybody around was crying.
It's incredible.
Absolutely. One of the most emotional things I think I've ever seen.
That must give you such a buzz as well, wouldn't it?
I said to you, it's priceless.
Yeah,
absolutely priceless.
And I've said this already. You're a person that's been there, suffered that yourself.
So you know,
and so you know what they're going through, and you know what it means to them to get that little bit of that
hope.
Freedom of you know that pain.
Well, free can you imagine?
Yeah,
hope. The slightest little when you're told that that's it, you've got to live with that for the rest of your life. Hope. It's a little light comes on. You can see it.
Mm. How are you over there? Are you any better? I thought you were nodding off then for a minute. It's relaxed you so much.
I've got a pain in my neck now. That's you.
That's you. You're probably straightening up. Because a lot of the problems that we have, we bring upon ourselves.
I know, our posture is awful.
Yeah.
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 My daughter keeps coming up and telling me off.
Well, maybe you should start doing something about it.
Yes, dear.
I'm saying...
Whoa! It's May. It's like... That's it.
Is this positive changes or is this... Oh, dear.
I'll get my own back later.
So, the costs aren't massive...
No.
For something that is going to change your life. And even if... Just say, for
that
instance...
That lady walked.
I'm in some... pain, discomfort, not all the time, but sometimes. Most evenings I'll sit down and yes, I'll have a bit of an ache in the neck and the shoulders and so on and so forth, and you think, I'll just put up with it. You don't have to put up with it, you really don't. And I'm gonna go with these
that'll be great, because it'd be interesting to follow you then.
Yeah,
because obviously you're already saying this, so it'd be interesting to kind of follow and let other people follow and experience what you're experiencing will be amazing.
Okay, we're going to go back in the bedroom now.
Oh you've re-got something about the bedroom.
I am sorry.
Stuff you need in the bedroom.
Yes.
And obviously we're talking, you know,
the mattress.
Is it mattress
topper? There's a mattress topper, there's a duvet, there's pillows, there's also, in fact, the light that you mentioned that comes on like daylight. So those are the key components. And obviously, from another, how many people have phone by their bed, their tablets by their bed? Take them away. Get them out the room.
Yeah, that's a good point. Come on, do you have the phone by your bed?
Not the phone, no.
It's mine's
sometimes
under,
have my
down
tablet.
By the side
there's
of the
tablet.
Bed.
Yeah.
Got your tablets there.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes.
Okay, that to me is common sense. And why aren't we doing that anyway?
Because we don't. Because we get to that point where, oh, I'm just gonna, how many? You know, I'm gonna read my book. On my iPad.
Do you know what I think? If you were to go out and tell and call 100 people out there and say, look, you're on your phone, do you know how much damage you're doing, and prove it, there you go, there's the statistics and there's a video and there's just 2 minute video, they would still go up on their way and you still use their
it
phone.
It wouldn't unless people are ready to accept that kind of info. What happens though, it tends to take three hits, call it three touches. The first one, really? That's kind of like, yeah, okay, everyone's... Number two? Ooh, maybe. Number three, it's like a trip switch goes, and then they start to investigate, then they'll implement it. But it's just not readily available.
They're just not in enough pain.
We don't do change until we get so disturbed we have to change. And invariably, we're in severe pain. What's causing me the pain?
You've hunched up that side again.
Oh, so
hi! Oh,
yeah, I'm trying to help.
Do you see what I have to put up with?
I'm trying.
I don't know how you cope.
Listen, I have a husband, bless him.
Well, I'll have a word with him and I'll tell him what he's going to be saying. So, look, we've ran out of time. Is there a website that we can find out more details? We know there is, and there's a website that we can come to you and say, hey, look, we want this for the bedroom, and we need that for my pillow, that for the lounge, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So, give me the details.
Go to the website ursuladowd.com. Or just call me and we can just sit down and talk about it, because not everybody's the same. They might have different requirements. And literally call me on 0771 972 5032.
Okay, look, you can have the final word.
Oh, can I just say, you do have an event coming up next month, I believe.
Alright, you can have the final word.
Isn't there a healing event then end of next month, end of August? Are you going to be there?
I'm not sure, actually. There is a healing event. If people are interested in looking at other complementaries, absolutely. If you go to Ventnor Botanical Gardens, the bank holiday, August bank holiday weekend, almost all the complementary therapies will be there.
And when can we see you?
When can you see me? I kind of keep popping up in all sorts of...
Oh, okay.
But what we're trying to do is actually set up a series of like bi-weekly workshops, but free, so people can come, am I interested in this topic or that topic? Because like today, you've seen the raft of information that we've tried to kind of communicate in such a small space of time.
That's why you've got to come back in September.
Yep.
Will you come back in September?
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Thank you.